Today we begin Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. It's fascinating that Siman Kuf Yud Zayin talks about what is, according to many Paiskim and Issa Deraisa, that's not known to many Purim Yidden, including people who learn many Masechtas, because it's barely mentioned in Shas. It's a Mishnah in Shviyas. Yerushalmi. If you look here in the top left corner, the Baragayla, Mishnah Shviyas is the first Maramakim. And Yerushalmi is the second. Which means to say that there are not a whole lot of places in Gemara where somebody comes into contact with this. The Simanish Shaloi Lase Schayer B'Dovar Isser is an Isser to do business with Dvarim Asurim. It's a strange thing. I remember as a teenager, I had a friend whose name I won't say, whose father had a sausage business. And we thought it was perfectly normal. It was only years later, I remember when his father sold the business, we were invited to come down to the factory and take whatever we wanted. They cleaned out whatever they did. We went. We got a lot of pencils and pens and, you know, like odds and ends. Old Europeish Yid, a very Halacha Yid. And he invited his son to come with his friends and clean out the shirayim. No sausages, just... And we had no havamina. There's a shiloh about selling sausages. I mean, he wasn't selling it to Jews. There's an isser, shaloi lase schayer medavar isser. And it's a one sif, but four-page simin. And... four pages in the old Shulchan Aruch. I don't know which of the new ones have it. But today we're going to talk about three topics here. Number one, the source of the Isser, where the Isser comes from, and whether it's Isser Deraisa, Isser Drabanan. Number two, the exceptions to the Isser. There are four clear exceptions that are definitely Halacha L'maisa. And then the couple of topics that are issues of dispute, basically other exceptions which are issues of machlokes, whether they are exceptions. So this is how we're going to sort of set the table. The amazing thing about this is that there's a machlokes through the Doiris all the way down to Halacha L'maisa, if this is an Issa Deraisa or not. All the way down to machlokes Nei Biyudach Samsoifa Halacha L'maisa, whether we're talking here about an Issa Deraisa or Issa Drabanan, and we'll see where that comes from, as well. All right, to begin, I guess we should start with the Mishnah in Shviyas, which I'll read to you, and hopefully we'll come to an appreciation. It shouldn't take long just to see the basic machlokes about the source of the Isser and the Nafka Minas. The Mishnah in Shviyas in Perek Zayin says, "Ein oisin schayra beperish Shviyas." I'm reading to you not from the page here, but from the Mishnah is quoted, "Ein oisin schayra beperish Shviyas." Now we know that. So this is the Raisa lachem laachla v'lay l'schayra. You're not do schayra beperish Shviyas. But the Mishnah goes on, "V'lay bebechayrais." That means your eldest son, you think? V'loi b'trumais, v'loi b'nevelais, v'loi b'treifais, v'loi b'shkatsim, v'loi b'ramasim, v'chulu. It says that you're not allowed to do business fair shemish, you're not allowed to do business with nevelais and treifais. And in that Mishnah, it says one exception. I told you we're going to have four exceptions. We'll see them all very, very quickly. In the Mishnah, it says, tzayde, chayis, vayfis, v'dogim, people who trap animals, birds or fish, when you put out a net to catch fish, you can't be sure which fish you'll catch. You can catch only kosher fish or treifa fish. Someone asked, you should put out kosher bait. Get the kosher fish, but it doesn't work that way. You can't be sure, so you pull up your net, and you may end up with treifa fish. That's called nizdam nula. You didn't look for it, but it came your way. You put out a trap for an animal and you catch a treifa animal, a bird. Nizdamnu loy mutarin lemaychran. So it's nizdam and you're allowed to sell. So that's exception number one. As I said, we're going to have four quick exceptions. One is nizdam nulai. If you didn't look for it and it happened to come your way. Yeah, so we're going to have a similar exception if you buy a lot an auction, you buy something, or you buy something that is a package deal and you get treifus with kosher, so that's certainly included. Well, if your intention is for the kosher, it's okay. We're going to have about catching rabbits for the fur, whether you can sell the meat. So we're going to have that's also a case of nizdamnu. So you'll see nizdamnu is a wide ranging potential heter. All shlachtoises, they sell the tray for meat. By birds, you don't have as much treifus, you have some. And by shlachtois, you have a lot of treifus. Now, in the United States, most in the shlachtois, the animals don't belong to Jews, so it's not, nizdamnu is not negeya, except for Aaron's, which had owned by Jews. But generally, it's a gayish owned place, and the Jews take the kosher meat. But in chickens, it's a Jewish, it's owned by Yidden. And this Damnuloi, whatever is treif, they sell off as treif. That's also this Damnuloi. So that's a very important that broad heter. Now, there's another case of this Damnu that's very negeh la aloch lamaisa, which is in the Achreinim. It's sort of a reverse this Damnu. This Damnu means you acquired it unintentionally. You went fishing for kosher fish, and you got a tray for fish. So nizdam nuloi means it arrived in your place without intention. There's another nizdam nuloi, which I think most paiskim, not all, agree to. And we're going to come to it, which is, let's say you have a supermarket, and that's not a supermarket in the middle of Flatbush. You have a supermarket out in the middle of Manhattan, and if you're not going to sell tray for stuff, your customers are not going to come in. And most of the items in the supermarket are kosher anyway, just because that's the nature of products, that they're mostly kosher. But if you don't have treif, then the people aren't going to walk in. They don't go to two stores. They'll go to a store and get everything. Or if someone is a supplier, there are people who supply food products to hotels or nursing homes. If they're going to sell, they want to sell everything to nursing homes, right? The truck comes down and delivers all of the food products. Now, if they're only going to have kosher food products, they're going to be less attractive to the customer. They want to sell kosher and treif. So the halacha, most paiskim allow, that's called nizdamnu loy. Now, it's a different nizdamnu. You're ordering treif. But you're not ordering it because you want to do business with treif. You want to do business with kosher, but without the treif, the business isn't really a viable business. So that's a nizdamnu that many places come out. What? The aveira is not in the profit. The aveira is not in the profit. The aveira is in the... Well, we have to see. The aveira is not so much in the harvacha as in the interact. Even to give as a gift, isn't it?
It has to be a minor portion of the business.
Yeah, it can't be the major portion of the business. That's not this down the line. So I know, for example, a good friend of ours who most of us know, who has a business where he supplies, I don't know if it's nursing homes or the like. So he has a standing order with Empire for X amount of kosher poultry and X amount of treifa poultry. So the Empire sells him their black plumba chickens. In Empire, they have a totally black plumba. It doesn't have anything on it. That's a sign that a chicken is treif. A chicken's treif, they put a black plumba on it, and that's how it doesn't get mixed with the kosher. If you ever buy a chicken with a black plumba, you should return it to the seller. So he has a standing order. He once called me. He told me that he ordered from Empire, and they sent him kosher and treif. Now, the kosher, I don't know what he pays. Let's say the kosher's $1.50 a pound, and the treif is 75 cents a pound. So he said the treif had the good plumber, the kosher plumber. So he called them. He said, "You sell me kosher as treif." They said there just wasn't enough treif to go around, so they had to sell some of their kosher as treif. So he asked me, Can I take it home to my house? I'll pay the business 75 cents a pound. For me and my kids, and we'll have chicken. I said, of course you could. What's the shaila? Next time I met him, I told him, you should have sent me some. He says, no, I couldn't do it. I said, He said, they sold to me as treif. I couldn't take it home. Imagine that. He couldn't take it home. So, but my point is that he has a heter of his damnulai. His damnulai is that he's not doing business in treif. He's doing business in kosher. But to make the business viable, he has to sell treif as well. Now we're going to get into his damnulai more as the siman goes on. But this is the first of the four major exceptions. Now we'll read the Mechaber, and we'll see quickly two more exceptions right here on these three lines. Kol davar she'asa min ha-Torah, anything that is an issa d'oraisa, af al pi shemuta b'hanah, even though like nevela, if you have nevela, it's shemuta b'hanah, imu davar ha-miyuchid l'maichel, if it's a food, also la'aseis b'ischayra. Okay? Na'adus chayra. Now here on these three lines, we have two more exceptions. Number one, kol davar she'asa min ha-Torah. In Issad Rabbanon, Chazal didn't ask a schayru. In the Issad Rabbanon. Why? So hopefully we'll see. But the fact is, in an Issad Rabbanon, they did not ask a schayru. An example that came up once to me, Halacha Lamaiser, fairly recently. Somebody is opening a milchika, not a restaurant, but a bagel shop in a treifa neighborhood. He's not looking to be kosher. He's not looking for a hechsher. He asked me if he could do it. I asked him, what are you selling? That's treif. He said, nothing really. Except that the goyim are doing the cooking. So it's a bishalakum issue. He said, besides bishalakum, he doesn't really have anything that's treif. Nothing that's out dry treif. So doing schayra with bishalakum is mutter. Because even though you're not allowed to eat bishalakum, I don't know heter bishalakum, but Kol davar she'asa min ha-Torah, the second exception, is the Rabbanans. Some that's kosher, but only asa min Rabbanan. So that is not included in the Isser Schayra. Anything that's an Isser Rabbanan. What?
It's only food.
We're going to see a fur you're allowed to sell. And as a matter of fact, the very next case, you'll see in a moment. So we have two exceptions. Dam Nulai and an Issa Drabbanan. You can sell steaks with coffee. I mean, on the same table as always in their eyes. I mean, to a Jew, it's not either, but to a guy, it's what?
This would not include pet food.
It's not?
Pet food,
not pet food. Yeah. Moshe has a tshuva, I have it here about pet food, and I want to get to it. I brought a copy of it, okay? So that's exception number two. Okay, so a very clear, pretty clear simon. This Damnu is mutter. We always like heterim. Is Damnu is mutter, Drabbanan is mutter. What?
Wine,
we're going to have wine also. Marayas and the things that are asked, it's going to say specifically that it's included. Okay, there's, it's funny. I brought here two copies. One is a Nigris Moshe about pet food, and one is a Kafachayim about wine. So, Baruch Shekivantem, I don't know if you'll get to both of them, but we'll get to it. That's heta number two. Heta number three, Imu Dover HaMiyuchid L'Maichel. Osir. Let's say you want to sell pets. You're selling cats and dogs as pets. Now, you eat a cat or a dog, it's a treif animal. But if you're selling it, but not miyuchad l'maichel, you're not selling it as a food. You're selling it as a pet or as an animal in those days, as a beast of burden, an animal that that does work. So that's a third exception. If you look in the Gra, he brings this in Beferish Yerushalmi. Is that clear at Teirim? Look in Gra Aleph, Yerushalmi Perek Zayin D'Shvi'is. Anybody figure out that abbreviation? Oh, it's a Dalid?
Yeah.
Okay, Kol Dova Shisurei Dvar Teirah, Asa Lasei Spay Schayra. Anything that's Issa Deiraz, he can't do business. Kol Dova Shisurei Midavrayam, Muta Lasei Spay Schayra. In fact, Yerushalmi Hare Chamor, how can you sell donkeys? The Teretz is, L'malachtoi Hu Gadol. Hari gomel l'malachtehu gomel. It says there, you're allowed to sell donkeys and camels if you had such a desire, because it's done l'malachtei. And somebody that sold l'malachtei, not l'achila, is mutter. So that's exception number three. So we have a rapid succession. There's damnu, the rabbanans, there's nam yuchid l'achila, and the first two words are the amid beis, and the mechaber is chutz min achelev. The third exception is chelev. Because the Torah says he yasta l'chol malacha. That's the fourth exception. Right, since the Torah says yasta l'chol malacha, so chelev is. Okay, so we learned in a nutshell the simon. What? I mean, if the guy tells you he plans to use it for eating, whether it's us, let's see the lashon of the. Ramosha makes a deal in the Rishayim that if it's Rav, it's Rubai, not Lamaichel, that's a Hetter. Okay, so we have the Issachaira and the four Heterim, that's Chelev. Chelev is a Mutter because the Torah says he asked L'chol Malacha. Okay.
What's
Marius and Lachisa? Marius, that's, I believe that's a Shaila of you're looking at the end of the Gra. Look at the end of the Yerushalmi. I was hoping you weren't going to do that. I read till the third line. Harry Gomel, Malachti Ugomel. Then it says, Rabbeishia Nasa Viyav Vade Marius. Marius is fish brine. We had earlier that it was mixed with wine. Rav Huna Nasa Viyav Vade Chiltisa. Chiltisa is a tray for fish. Rav Slema Yidaisa Bichiltis Marius. Shemi Devrei Seifrim. Okay, so Chiltis is a Drabanon. Chepete Sefta. So that's good. Drabanan zamuta Rav Huna. I guess tell you it's muta lechatchila. Bechebitei sefta perikay. Now it says here loy. This part I didn't understand. The tesefta is loy yehi mevi klovim kufrim chuldois hasanoim chatulim v'kapud. Kapud is a chimpanzee. We just had it in the daf. Lebaychra loy dekechavim. So here it says you're not allowed to sell klovim, you're not allowed to sell pets or other animals, so it's for riding purposes. So I don't know, this tesefta is clearly not lahalacha. I'm not sure why the Gra quotes it. It contradicts what it says in Shulchan Aruch, only David am yuchid l'maichel. That's why I didn't read the end of the Gra, but you're right for picking up on it. I'm not sure what the answer to that is. But anyway, this is the, like I said, in a nutshell, this is the halacha l'maisa, this is the schayra, and four main exceptions which are not disputed. Let's begin now the Taz Aleph. Is this an issa d'iraisa, or is it an issa d'rabbanan? The sheet of the Taz is that it's an issa d'iraisa, and let's learn Taz Aleph. Also, l'asis by schayra, b'beisayis b'shem ha-rajba, Hatam gzeira shema yavi lecho mehen. The Rashba shita is it's a drabanan. It's a gzeira. Thank you. That he may come to eat from it. Yatsu chamar gamol shada megadla lemalacha. But the exception is animals that are kept for their work. That's what it says in the Beis Yosef b'shem Rashba. Mitamati. How do you know that? Taninon, it says there, we learned this namnul, I mean, in Tumeyim, what to Lamaich, when I became Chavim. It's this damnula, you're allowed to sell it. Umafarish Tama, why is this damnu muta? Diksev, lochem, shalachem, yehei. There is a custom, this damnul is muta. Uparchina, the Gemara says, afilachat chilanami. Why do you need this damnun? V'chem yehei, it should be mutal chadchilo. Mishani, shani yachad amakra yiyu. Baviyasan yiyu. So it's one gezeres hakasim, it's a riboy, yiyu. Lochem, shalachem yehei. There's one miyut yiyu, that should be for achila yiyu. It's a miyut. So the Gemara is talking about gezeres hakasim. Tekosus Tosis Shav the Bidaraisi. The Tosis clearly holds Daraisa, no question. But the Gemara uses Psokim Vinira Haraj Makasik Vizerazu Shatira Asra Mishumze. The Torah here, Tami the Krah. The Torah asked for this reason, but the Chazina that Torah Mishum Lachem, Visura Mishum Yiu, Harayadover Masur Lechachamim. The Torah gave the guidelines over to the Chachamim. Shehem Yivchuru Ma'iyasa Ma'iyamuter Dugma Ledover. Like we find Issa Malacha the Chalamayin in Perek Sheni the Chagiga, by Chalamayin etc. Chamusig, that the Torah said to Asim Malacha Chalamayin, they gave it over to the Chachamim to decide the guidelines. Okay, Doru Chachamim, Shabachal Midi Du Meichel Yesh Lesrei, Shami Yavi Laichlei, Doru Miyuchid Lamalacha, Mutter. So the Taz is Madchik in the Rajba. Even though the Rajba says Gzeira, he's saying it's an Issa Deraisa. The Gemara uses Psukim. So it's an Issa Deraisa. And he says, Shum Risi B'chum Sadeshin, Shum Eresha, Kasu Shem Geyun Taisviz, Hacht Rasha, Havan Ahava Asmachta. The Shulchan Sadeshin says that's only in Rabbanan. So we have here a difference of opinion. The Taz is saying that it's a Deraisa, and then he says Shavrisi, Mishum Sadeshin, that it's only in Rabbanan. Is there Kosa Begina Tesis Perakos Shaz Lachati, Shikosu the Issa Schaira Beilu Ava Deraisa? Oh, the Koshulim. The Taz holds Be'ikar it's a Deraisa. He's masking that there are those who hold that it's a Derabanan. But at least in his Halach Yelech, he holds that it's a Deraisa. That's the way, I believe that's the way the Taz is generally quoted as holding that it's an Issa Deraisa, being masking that there are those who hold it's a Derabanan. Shach Beis seems to hold it's a Drabbanan. Also, Lassis by Schaira, Shach Beis, Hatam Shabbi Yavi Lachla Behen, Avera Bechel Tzerech Achil, Aleka Lemigza, explains that it's a Drabbanan, the Dafka, Kshabechel Tzerech Achil, Aleka Lemigza, Shabbi Yavi Lachla Behen, etc. He explains the whole thing as a Drabbanan, and that's the Pashas, certainly the Pashas of the Rajba, that it's a Drabbanan. So we have here a Machlaikis. If it's an Issa Deraisa, which is the Pashas of Taisus, or it's Issa Drabana, which is the Pashas of the Rajba, a question of how to pass. What's a Nafkamina Deraisa Drabana? The first thing is Safik. The Beis Meir here on the page, Chedusha Beis Meir says the Nafkamina is a Safik. Safik Deraisa L'chumra, Safik Drabana L'kula, so that by Sveikis it's Mutter. I guess you have a suffix trefa. The truth is that most of the animals, the trefa meat that comes out of a shechita house, is suffix trefa. And by suffix trefa, you know, I eat it, but schayr would be mutter. You could sell it as treif, but it would be mutter. There's another major nafkamina between them, which we're going to come to in a long pischei tshuva, and that is somebody who does business with trefas, but never touches or owns the trefas. Which could come up in two cases. The case he talks about is someone who's a sirser, someone who's a middleman. He never sees the merchandise. Mr. Pashkus never sees the cookies. He gets sealed boxes and sends out the sealed boxes. The sealed boxes come to a place and they go out. He has it made in a place. And they make it with the label. And they make it, you've gone to Reisman certain times and you see them making things with somebody else's label. It's That's the nature of the business. Or sometimes you don't see it at all. The Pesach Tshuva is going to talk about cases. There are long tshuvas in the Yehuda on this. Where you have a man, he orders nevelas and treifas from whatever, from China, when they used to be allowed to order things from there. And it comes to the port. And at the port, they are loaded into a boat from his purchase. He's just a middleman. He's just ordering and selling. He never comes into contact with it. What? So I want to get to that as well, but one second. So here, if you hold to this Deraisa, you can do Schaira. You're doing Schaira with Tvar Masurim. If you hold the Rajma, it's Gzeri Shama Yavai La'ichlai, so it's only if you come into contact with it. If you don't come into contact with it, then it's not Shema Yavai Laichla. So it turns out that it's a major nafkamina in such a case. Now, commodities trading, or even owning stock at McDonald's, or any other place that does Schaira or Purdue, is another potential nafkamina. If it's Shema Yavai Laichla, it doesn't work. You can't walk into McDonald's and tell them you're a stockholder, and you're not going to get anything from them for owning the stocks. You have no right to any of the food. So Gzeri Shema Yavai Laichla doesn't apply. Now the question is whether Issa Schaira applies. Whether you're allowed to own stocks in Devarim Hasurim, if it's a derash, the lechayr should be aser. However, there is a Chuvas Marshag who says that the stock market is all a gambling casino in which you peg your gamble to different companies. And you don't really own anything. You don't really do. It's just a way of making investments, and it's not doing schayra with devarim asurim. That's the Marshag holds. I think today it's more that way.
I'm not convinced. All right, cheeseburger.
First of all, the Rambam Shita is that Nevela. That Nevela, there's nothing. Nevela, Rabbi Shita, but we passed the Lechumra in that, though. However, the stocks today are not directly related. If they sell more cheeseburgers, they make more money. It's true, if they go broke, they go broke. But, like, the Chinese virus doesn't affect how many Cokes are going to get sold. But if the stock market goes down, everybody goes down. It's like a roller coaster. Everything goes down together. Everything goes up together. It's, if Sanders, God forbid, were to be elected president, so the whole market would tank altogether. It wouldn't be, all businesses would. It has nothing to do with how much Coke you sell or the market today is, it's more like the Marshak says, it's a gambling thing. The markets are around for hundreds of years. It's not a new thing. Excuse me? When? Yeah, it's similar to the question of owning stocks in Chametz, which most people don't sell, and they name on that they're not owners. That they're not owners. It's All right. Are you really buying pork bellies? Somebody tell me you can really get possession of it. Yeah, you can take delivery. Yeah. Okay. What? You get electronic delivery of the pork bellies?
You own 10,000.
Are they miyuchid? Are they specific 10,000 you own?
No.
It's hard to call that direct schayer. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. My point was, we're talking about Amchaikis Deraisa Durabanan. These are nafkaminas. We have three nafkaminas, sort of. The Safik, the base mayor. And if you don't come into contact with it, Noyib Yehuda, which you're going to get to. And then stocks is a potential third nafkamina v'steraisa d'rabbana. The Mati Yonason here brings this issue as well. If you take a quick look in the Mati Yonason on the side, where it's made it in Eifshitz. U'davim yuchel lechol asa by schayra. Ayim bebaak shev yimachleik is taisis for rajma. You see, that's the way most places can call it. A machleik is taisis and the rajma. Taisis for yulei bin atayra asa schayra d'abar asa. Rajbas v'ulei durak d'rabbana. Hikshataz, they became a part of the parakal shah, ihachi lechat chilanami, and it brings the pasik. Dilbe mebis vada terishari, vloy desim vada rabbana. Yeshloimer. So he, that was the Tazas kasha, that the Gemara brings psukim, the lekasha midi, hachi perushai. This is the Gemara means. The EF should the lechem lahatir anakasi, and came betsinu hetta beferish. V'loi hoyu lechachamim lesar madechazina da Torah hita beferish. L'chein kasav ataz l'kamon. Now we're going to see this shortly. Here's the aside. It's called the Taz HaYadua. I should have brought down. We have upstairs Rav David Cohen has a sefer. Name of the sefer is HaTaz HaYadua. And it's the second half of Taz Aleph. Taz HaYadua says a klal that the Rabbanon have no right to aser a heter hamafurish bekra. You can't make an isidrabanon on something that the Torah says beferish is mutter. If the Torah says beferish that, for example, that chelev is mutter, that chelev you're allowed to sell, or even I think nevela, that lachem lagarsha b'sherecha tenana, lagarsha b'sherecha tenana, v'achla, aymachar l'nachri. So something the Torah says beferish is mutter. The Rabbanon have no kayach ta'as. So the Taz says this in three places. Once in Arachayim, once in Yeridea, and I'm not remembering the third place at the moment. He says that three, this is Yeridea, and the third place. He says that whatever the Torah said, the Farish is mutter, he says that's why Chazal did Nasser bris milah on Shabbos, he might come to carry the knife. He says, because the Torah is Matthew. Now, it's a little tricky. The Torah doesn't say Beferish. There's an extra pasuk in the Torah that says that we darshan afilu b'shabbos. So he says, what the Torah was Matthew Beferish, the Rabbanon have no kayach ta'aser. Now, how did Rav Dovah Kohn make a whole sefer out of it? Because there's a lot of kashas and terutzim on it. One of the kashas is, Chazal asid yichud penuya. They asid, Min haTorah yichud is only yasa with an erva. A penuya tahira, a single girl who goes to the mikveh, is not aser. There's no issa yichud min haTorah. You're abanan asid. Where do you find the ferish in the pasuk yichud penuya? Bayez and Rus. Bayez and Rus. Rus goes in the middle of the night. That's yichud penuya. So Rus was a penuya at the time. She was a amana, but penuya. Right? She was single. She was unmarried. So the Torah says beferish. In other kasha, they ask how they ask her pasakum. It says beferish that advar shaloi kibosham balechem ubamayim, that the goyim should have brought you bread, which means the bread is mutter. So Rav Dovah brings that from a story is not included in the Taz's rule. If it's a story that happened, that's not included. Has to be like a Xeris HaKosov type of thing, a pasuk. The Taz's rule, Ramesha writes as a Beferish HaKesev Mishnah, and everybody else writes as a Beferish HaTaisvus. There's a Taisvus in Kiddushin, I think it's Daf Ches Amar Aleph, or so. It says there, it talks about a mashkin. The sugya is about being Mekadosh and Isha with a mashkin. But the Gemara says that Balchayv is kind of mashkin. That if somebody borrows money from you, gives you a mashkin, you have a certain level of ownership. It's not a pekadon. It's more an ownership. That the chayv is in the mashkin, so to speak. Ulecha tiyeh tzedakah. Shnemar, ulecha tiyeh tzedakah. So, Taisus there says that it must be that when you give a mashkin, you paid up the chayiv, but it's a condition that if you give back the money, you'll get the mashkin back. Why? Because it says that when you take a mashkin and then you let the person use it, the borrower in the pasuk's case is a woman that's talking about Megan Almana, but she'll give you a bracha, uveirachecho, she'll bless you. Right? You take a mashkin, the Torah is very, very interesting rules about a mashkin. Let's say you take someone's pillow as a mashkin. So every night you give it back to them, they use it. In the morning you take it back for the day. It's like, free storage for them. That's really what it is. So they'll give you a bracha. Tais says, that's ribbis devarim. How can he give you a bracha? You lent them money. And he's giving you a bracha. Must be when you get the mashkin, there's no mochayv. So everyone asks on Tais, what? Giving a brach is the Rabbanan, it's Ribbis Devarim. What this is talking about. How can you let somebody take a mashkin and then they bless you. It's Ribbis, that's Ribbis Rabbanan. We're talking about the Pasuk. So the understanding is, if the Torah would say the Farish that she can bless you, Ribbis Devarim is mutter, the Chum have no power to ask for that. So therefore, it must be Balchayv kind of mashkin, that when you get a mashkin, it's like a pirayin achayv. Be that as it may, it sounds like Taisus is saying the klal of the Taz, and Ramesha brings a kesef mishnah in regard to a different halacha. It says melech loydon v'loydonin. the Beis Din doesn't subpoena a king to a court case. You know why? Doesn't always work out so well. You know, they once had a maisa with, was it Yanei HaMelech, and they brought him to court, and he just killed whoever didn't paskin like him. He ended up getting a majority to paskin like him, because, you know, that's what remained. But so they said, no, except, no, David Lang Chutz, may Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, Don Vidanim. Why? Shenemar, it brings a pasuk of the Danu Mishpat, right? The Baik Danu Mishpat is the pasuk. Dima Baik Mishpat. Brings a pasuk, Dima Baik Mishpat, that David HaMelech. What's going on? Yanai was the Bayis Sheni. David was the Bayis Rishon. So they made it a Sidra Rabbanan that you can't judge a king. So Chutz Mimelech, the Melech did in the first Beis HaMelech. What's one thing I did to the other? Maybe from Yanai on, they asked him. So Zakrim Meisha, the Kesem Mishnah there, that if it's a Beferish Apostik, the Rabbanon can't ask a Beferish Apostik. That's the condition of Taz. So Taz, again, the Taz holds really, it's an Issa Deraisa to do Schaira. If he holds an Issa Rabbanon, what's Pshat in all these Psukim? So Taz is going on the other Psukim that we're going to bring later by Chelev, where it says in the Torah, Yehosel L'chol Malacha. The Mati Edison says, "Who adin the lochem in yeah, the drushes, even the drushes are called the davar beferish mikra, and the rabbanon can't ask us something with his beferish apasik to say differently. So memele the gemara asks, how could they ask a schayra? It says lochem lochal tzachem. So if it's a rabbanon wants a kasha, teretz is. If it's a rabbanon, the gemara could still ask lochem lochal tzachem. The Torah is mati, or how could you ask her?" So this is the, I guess, the Taz HaYadua. If you want to see if the Beferish, turn the page for a minute. The Taz, it's at the end of Sif Aleph, which is on the top. The second line, you'll see it very clearly. V'niru l'tareitz. Dei kayach b'yad chachamim lesa dava shepir shetayr Beferish lahetir. Dei kayach b'yad chachamim. What? The Taz, the second line and on. They kayach biachacham lahachmir al babakim sheim by loyisir v'loyhetim beforish ben atayra. Babak sheike babakim sheishhetim beforish ben atayra. Bezel b'cham amaram shemati shebeze makav oichim shalayim in adin. Beze could give makis and oichim something that's not from din tayra, but loy lavra al din tayra. Not to violate a din tayra. Beze can't do lavra al din tayra, av lasa siyag la tayra. The kasha pshita in kayak b'shuma adam lava al din tayra. What does it mean? Can't be over on a din tayra. What does that mean? So he's saying it means to be over on to make a drabana against a pasuk beforeish. Okay, there's your third place. So rechaim by Milan Shabbos here in Yeridei and rechaim mishpa simin beis, and that's his hanocha. Okay, so that is the hanocha. Let's turn back and just see a few other topics. What? You're saying it's not covered for the pasuk, okay? It could be. There's a ritva who has a klal, the mitzvah l'kai pashtei dekra, that you can't. It's all the two law side topics to go into, but there's, I guess, certain respect for the pashtei dekra. Okay, so we basically covered the whole topic. We have sorted other topics. First of all, a very shvera pischei tshuva beis. I am berheitev. Shalaram marit shekazve misol lechatchila osa liknas peirim utulaim lomaychon loy vekechavim. V'apichadosh chaylik. Very hard to understand. He's saying is you're not allowed to sell vegetables that are infested with bugs because of the isseschayra. Now, Pichadosh is Mahati. Now, we're not really selling it to a Yid. Not really a Yid. We're talking about selling it to a guy. So you're not allowed to buy a raw, unchecked, whatever it is, whatever vegetables there are. What?
You could blend it.
Maybe they couldn't. They didn't have it. I'd have blended in those days. They could have cooked it, actually. I hear. But the question is, what does it mean you're not allowed to sell vegetables or bugs? You're not charging extra for the bugs. They're not paying you for the bugs. They're paying you for the, but even Nizam is also tighter. But the point here is, you're not selling bugs. You're selling lettuce or you're selling broccoli. You're selling the product, and the bugs are free. They don't. You mean according to the Rashba? According to the Rashba. Oh, I hear. According, if it's a Sischaira, then I'm right. But you're saying, if it's us, you might come to eat it. Okay. I didn't know how. If it's a Xeri, you might come to eat it. Then you're right. Then it should be us. Okay. Obviously, maybe you sell it by the pound, so the bugs add a little bit of poundage to the product. No, but you're right. He means for stuff according to the Rashba, but you might come to eat it.
What?
If you know how to check it, certain things can and certain things cannot be. You cannot be checked. Okay. Another interesting topic. The Yad Ephraim, listen to this one. Are you allowed to buy and sell mummies? No, mummies are. They're human remains. So he actually talks about it. Look at the Yad Ephraim. Okay. I hear. Well, let's see what he says. That's what he says. I am berhetiv. So really, you're right because he's really bothered by a different iser. I am berhetiv. Shuvas ginis veradim. Chayakir adakol avsim and dalid. That the mumia mummies who baser meis adam shechaintin oisay, which is preserved b'samin with whatever it is they use. What's a misrapin by? What? Good luck, I don't know. Osir ba'achila v'schayra. You're not allowed to do schayra with it. The like her Rambam u'barik shematirin. V'shindifsin be'achilas kerevah for ba'alvahu. They say it's not edible. Nobody eats mummies. V'ukas of la'esir for a totally different reason. Sh'nehenah b'basa ha'meis. Because you're having a no from Basar Hames. How do we know Basar Hames is also?
Use of medicine.
So what did they do? They cut it up, the mummies? Or it was a schooler type of thing? I'm not sure. Maybe it means they cut it up. It could be. I guess that's the easiest way to learn. They use it for medicine. Okay. I was reluctant to suggest that, but... Who says 1,000 years old? Maybe it's not. I want to tell you two things. First of all, this hano of a mace is gzeres kasa sham sham egla rufa. But Thomas Sham Miriam, it says sham egla rufa. We learn sham sham ta'aser a mace behano. Now. There's a machlaikis, the machaber and the gra, if that includes meise akum. If the zisa hana is only for meise Yisrael, or even from meise akum, it's the guy, people in medical school who have benefit from dissecting cadavers or have hana from meisim. Or for that matter, it's Nageya. I mentioned here years ago, it was Nageya to me when I had my femur. The femur is the bone from the knee to the hip, the largest bone in the body, which was removed in 95. And they gave me a choice of a cadaver bone or a titanium bone. So I asked Rapam then what to do. They have a place in Florida where they have... you order, you measure, you know, so different sizes, just like shoes. You order, the doctor takes the measure of the femur, and they order cadaver femurs. And it's a shayla v'isur hanah from a mace. So at that time, I discussed with Rav Palm what to do, and he said, you do whatever is medically preferred. And Ramesh has a tshuva, he says he can rely, I think, what? If it's because the fascist, of course it's mata. Here it wasn't sakana. It was, you can assume it's a maze called the parish, move a parish. And Rapam told me I could be makel. I ended up using a cadaver bone. But for whatever reason, it only lasted a year. I had to have a new surgery in 96. And the second time he did a titanium bone, he felt I was too active for whatever reason. The human bone has to be cemented in, and the titanium bone has give. It's put in a shaft. And so I have a titanium. So I told him these things. He told me he lasted an average of 15 years. So he said, well, the first one lasted 1 year, so the second one's got to last 29 years on average. So Baruch Hashem, we're almost at the 29. It should last longer, Bezos Hashem. But that's the same Shaila. It's a Shaila Ha'eganami, Basar Ameis, or Etzem Ameis. So he answers doing business with the mummy because of Nehenami Mimeis, which again will be subject to this Machlaikis, the Gra and the Mechaber. The Gra, I think it's the Mechaber that answers, and the Gra that's Matir, having Anoah from a Meisei Akum. For Meisei Akum. So getting back here, this is... eat. So the people confuse that. It's true, the Rambam says there's no Issur D'Oraisa in eating Basar Adam, but he's not talking Basar Adam Shemeis, he's talking Basar Minachai. Because Adam Meis is Asa Bahanoah. He's, the question there is if Basar Adam is Asa Min HaTorah, and that would be a Basar Shepirish Minachai. Or if you hold that Meisei Akum is Mutar Bahanoah, it would be Negeah to Meisei Akum. And it's haka fascinating that Basar Adam is Mutar Bachila Min HaTorah, and people that don't have split hooves or chew their cud, and there's no Beferish Isser. If the, those who hold to this, they hold to Isser Asay, Zois Teichlu. They hold to say it's Isser Asay. The others hold there's no Isser Derais, and they're eating Basar Adam. No, it's 1 year a day, the first Chaylik. Sounds strange. Okay. At any rate, getting back to the mummies, we're in the middle of the Yad Ephraim. He says, "Ukas l'asim shum nehenev b'basa meis, avshur shuloi kederach hanok nisim sanhedrin, avav pishay meisei akum das harbi paiskim shein l'chalak." He's machmir. Now look at the bottom line. Ayn shuv esyad eliyahu sime v'dal sime samach vav be'echad shekana chagura. You know, you buy a belt. It says on the back, "A real buffalo hide" or whatever it is. So he bought a chagura. And he found out afterwards it was made from human skin. He says the mutter, that it's mutter because Meisei Yaakov is mutter. He's mechalek bein ever akoniloi v'raya b'taisus. He says, and Gemara says, Eved Kenani is gufay kani. Eved Ivri gufay kani is a shah in the Gemara. Eved Kenani gufay kani. Listen to Shus Yaakov. He says that Meisei Yaakov ha'asa b'hanoah, but Meisim of an Eved Kenani is mutter. Therefore, the Meisei Shahoya he had was, there was a battle, and the winning country took the Meisim of the defeated army and used their skin to make leather or whatever they call the human hide, what they make it out of. And the Shus Yaakov says that since there's a din of kinyan of kibush mulchama, so when you capture people of mulchama, they have a din of a kanani. Have a mele, he was matabahanah. It's matabahanah. It's a dover. For us, it's a little. That's something that speak out of the Beis Yaakov's. You know, it's a very disgusting type of idea. But what? Yeah, even if Yom Beis Yaakov is aser, but since gufay kanoi, so therefore, he's matter the mums. Okay, one nekuda from Tanakh is a Gemara that asks how you know milk is mutter. Maybe it should be have a din of Eivim Menachai called a parish menatame tame. So maybe milk should be also ba'ano on Eivim Menachai. Which pasuk? So it's very strange. The Gemara brings that at the end. The Gemara first brings a Navi pasuk. At the end, it brings a pasuk Erasav Eschal Devash. The Gemara brings the pasuk from David. That could be Yisra'ano. That could be Yisra'ano, maybe. I don't know. It's a Bishul. So he brings from David HaMelech. It says in Navi The Maase of Goliath begins that David was not in the army. His brothers were in the army. And David was home. So his father sent a care package to... gave David a care package to bring to the army. And it says, "Dechareitze chalav," I think, "vigvina." It says in the Pasuk. It's Bechayris daf yud beis. Haritze chalav to David. So he sent milk or cheese. He sent along. So the Gemara says it's a rai. And once David was there, and he saw Goliath. So like they say, the rest is history. But Lamaisa, he sent it. So he sent the care package. He says it's a rai, it's muta. So Gemara says, "Loi, dilma l'schayra. Maybe it's also takasa b'achila. But maybe they sent the milk or the cheese to do business. You know, they're in the army. I need a few dollars. So there's damnuloi, right? You have cows, and maybe you have milk. So maybe he sent it to them to do business with. I don't know who they were going to sell it to exactly. Sell it to the police. What? Yeah, who are you going to sell it to? I don't know. The Gemara says double hiskai. So that's a raya that schayr is not an isadaraisa. Should be a raya. So it's mentioned here in two places on the page. What is the Gilyam Ashah? 3 lines at the bottom. So the Gilyam Ashah is not shver. Tamesi, Perakal Shah, Yisnan is Damnu Loiminim. I am Betesis Yantif. Perak Zayim Mishnah Gimel Mishviyas, that's this Mishnah. Girasim Loim Nevelis, Evdivi Hiksha. Tesis Yantif's Kasha. Becharis Yud Beis. It says on what David brought his brothers. Maybe milk is asay menachai. So it's a raya that schayra is a drabanan because he said if it's schayra nearly September of Shlaim Eger is not shver. Gabi David vada yohavi cholov kiddes damnin. Kiva dahayalai parish and asta chalav. Vigam gabe achiv havin isdamnin kama yerusha b'shach. You say you're finished. Now, if you hold that milk is asur, they have a mi gemara milk is eva menachai. So what? No, it's yaitze menayva. Yaitze menatamei tamei. The milk itself is not eva menachai, but it's yaitze from an eva menachai, so it has been yaitze menatamei tamei. So listen to what the Gemara is saying. If I own a cow and it gives milk, so of course that's this damnu I'm allowed to do back and sell it to guy. Here, I own a cow, it gives milk, it says damnu to me. Am I allowed now to go to someone else, to another yid, and transfer the sort of the nizdamnu credit? I give it to him. I tell him to sell it. To him, it's not nizdamnu. To him, that's what he's getting. So he's saying it's mutter. Kama Yerusha, Yerusha, Fosti of Akarcha. He says it's mutter. Nizdam is a heter even to give it to another person for him to sell it. And that's a chiddush here. The Gemara Masha is coming to answer the pasuk by David. But from his teretz, you see such a aside that's mutter. If a guy sends you a gift, and it's a drabon is mutari, but this is their aisa, this is damnulai, and you should be allowed to. You should be allowed to. I believe that the Shach and the Amid Beis talks about matanis, so I have to see it. Yeah, but that's a drabonon today, because they're not really avodah zara. So that was the exception, one of the four exceptions, only is their aisa is us. Okay, there's a long nachas tzvi also on the bottom on the raya from David HaMelech, but yeah.
No raya from Moshe Rabbeinu, like from Yocheved.
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Then
he nursed from a. So it's a raya that nursing from a. Yeah, but that's Chol of Adam. It's a raya Chol of Adam. It may be a raya Chol of Adam is mutter, which is mutter min haTorah for sure. The Rabbanan tells us it's marasayin. But the Gemara says in Ksubis, Goynech Yoynech, it talks about even a human being, an adult, whose refuah was to have breast milk. The Gemara talks about Goynech, I think his name was Chayla, is yainek, then it could be yainek. There's no issur deraisa in chalavisha. I want to do. We got a lot of information today. I just want to review before we break, and we'll get next week to the rest of the story. Again, the issur schayra. It's a machlokes pashtus taisus and the Rashba. Taisus holds an issur deraisa. The Rashba holds an issur derabbanan. The Taz wanted to say, even like the Rashba, the Chachamim gave it to the Rabbanan, but it's really an Issa Daraisa. The Taz, the conventional wisdom is that according to Taisus it's Daraisa, according to the Rashba it's an Issa Darabbanan. We have four exceptions. There's Damnulai, which is Beferish in the Mishnah and Shvius. There's Damnulai is Mutter. A Darabbanan is Mutter, Beferish is Shulchan Aruch. Something that's not Lamaichel is Mutter. I want to get back to the dog food Shaila. If dog food, if it's roi for an adam, but it's sold for dogs, so that's a truma de gris maisha, we'll get to, I guess, next week. So again, you have number one, mizdamnu, number two, issur drabanan, number three, if it's not sold for eating, like pets that are sold, not only pets, you could have tray for oil that's sold for burning, for it says limshach hayrais, or fats that are sold to treat leather. So that's okay. That's three. And the fourth, which we're going to be saying, chaylev. We're going to have what's mefurish mikra, that's also okay. So these are the basic rules of what we learned here today. And don't do business of mummies, maybe also bahana. Outside of that, we'll get to the pratim next week.